By 11:30 a.m., there was no line at the courthouse, just the ding of an elevator door. Heidi Horner Raffelli and Carla Horner Raffelli had come to apply for a marriage license.
So whoever wants to be party A can be party A.
Okay.
But I'm 52, and I just never thought I would have this opportunity. So perhaps that's why I'm a little nervous.
That's Heidi, party B.
What it does is it helps bring about 1,100 rights that are given to straight couples, to typical couples, and it now gives those rights to us.
She and Carla met in 1993 through a mutual friend. But the first time Heidi technically saw Carla was in passing.
She was the manager at McDonald's and working on her teaching certificate, and I was a teacher. And I drove through the drive-thru and saw this cute little redhead. And I just thought, my goodness, isn't she cute? And so I drove around again.
Carla, however, is fuzzy on these details.
Yeah, I still can't even remember thinking back over it.
Yes, she did not notice me in the least. But it's been kismet ever since. You know, 19 years.
In those 19 years, the couple adopted 12 children and actively pursued opportunities to wed. The first came in 2004. When city officials in San Francisco began issuing marriage licenses.
Carla and I had the opportunity to fly down. Our friends in Sitka and family in Sitka jumped in right away and said, hey, we'll watch all the kids. You and Carla go down to San Francisco. So we did, and we got married.
A few weeks later, they got a letter from the California Supreme Court. It declared their marriage null and void. They married again 4 years later, in 2008, and this time for keeps. But the marriage still wasn't recognized in the state of Alaska. So, yesterday, when Heidi and Carla went to the courthouse, they expected to have to apply for a third time, but learned from court clerk Leslie Lapine that that wouldn't be necessary.
You just present the certificate that you got from California.
Great.
And that's it.
Actually, that's wonderful. I think that's terrific. What do you think, Carla?
Saves me $60.
Yes, it does, by God. That means I don't have to buy a bigger ring.
And thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Though somewhat anticlimactic, Heidi and Carla expressed gratitude to finally be considered a married couple in the town they call home.
It was very kind and very personable and very supportive, and they were excited for us. And I think that's what I would wish for every couple applying for their first license. And for the couples that have been married elsewhere, I would wish for them the joy and the excitement of knowing that they are equal, that we are equal.
In a press release, Governor Sean Parnell said the state will appeal the same-sex ruling in order to, quote, defend and uphold the law and the Alaska Constitution. But for now, there is a permanent injunction on the enforcement of marriage laws in place. As of Monday afternoon, 11 same-sex couples in Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage had applied for licenses to marry. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.